This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're looking to, and I appreciate Bob Nightingale of Hotel Lobby Bobby, you're looking for somebody to really give it to you straight. I mean, not really, you know, play around with it. Give it to you straight. There was some intrigue to hearing reports over the weekend that the Astros and Cardinals have started talks back up about trying to get Nolan Arenado here to Houston. And there have been talks about that. There was excitement about it. Here's Bob Nightingale. He was on with Area 45 just last night. This is what he had to say in terms of what he's hearing about Nolan Arenado potentially being an Astro.
Is it possible in any way Nolan Arenado may have changed his mind and now want to come to Houston?
I don't think he's changed his mind on that. I don't necessarily think that's, you know, reunited trade talks either. I think it might have came up, but I've heard there was no, you know, talking to St. Louis people. And John Mozeliak, you know, the president of baseball operations, says there's zero traction. So it doesn't look like, you know, that's going to happen at all. It would be kind of, it doesn't make real sense to for it to happen now either. You're changing everything again. It's one thing to do that with Bregman. It's another thing to do, you know, for the guy that's never played for the Astros before.
I mean, like for me, I'm like, well, damn, all right. Good night, Bobby. I mean, that might be it right there. Hell, no traction.
Bobby, put that one to bed.
It sucks to suck.
That sumbug didn't say a trusted source. My man dropped the name and the position.
Hey, he said
president
not,
of baseball operations.
He said it, or not that it's likely or it's a long shot. No, baby. And there's zero traction.
Zero traction.
What is going on?
Zero traction. He did go on to say this and talk about that he thinks what we're looking at, the roster that the Astros have right now, and of course we've seen Cam Smith and all this, but the Astros roster right now, this is potentially what they're rolling with.
So if Arenado's not on the table, is it safe to say the Astros are pretty much who they are? They're done making deals?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, if they have to make a move later on, they can. They've always addressed that later on in the season. So, I mean, that was the whole idea that, hey, Paredes supposed to hit over 30 home runs at third base. You know, that Altuve will play in left field. We'll see how much, but he will play something left field for sure. And, yeah, and go up from, you know, go up from there.
Yeah, it does seem like the next move that would be made is if they were going to do something in season, you know, coming up on the deadline.
Yeah, and that's the positive here, and that's kind of, I mean, one reason that I still feel somewhat good about the Astros window being open is I feel like as long as the needs, like when they get through, which again, I think Bob Nightingale just mentioned that they're more than likely through and this is what they're going to roll with. Like at the trade deadline, the Astros' ability and willingness to go make moves and fill voids, if you will, that's been there over the last 7 or 8 years.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
We'll see how real you keep it, Dana, at the trade deadline.
Necessary.
You know, there's you know, hopefully there's no need. Hopefully there's some of these young guys step up and there's no
Cam.
Need. Yeah,
look. Right, I mean, we got Cam Smith penciled in at third base right now.
Huh? Well, I mean, look, I hope that You know, the guys that are playing, whether it's Dubon and Paredes and Christian Walker and good gosh, Chaz McCormick, can you get it together?
Didn't like what I heard from I didn't Jonathan. Like I heard.
That's the most painful thing we heard all day today. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's like on the back burner for me, like in the back of my mind, it's always, hey, man, the Astros will get aggressive at the trade deadline if need be. And so I don't know how safe that is. I don't know how healthy that is, but that's damn sure where I'm at with the Astros.
Yeah. By the way, as Tyler loves to throw in that Dana Brown. What do you think he thinks? You think he killed it this offseason?
Oh, 110%.
Today,
without right now, any doubt.
Cam Smith hitting two bombs.
Two bombs. You think he's
absolutely
feeling,
he kicked back, put his hands behind his head.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Probably had some peanuts.
Baby. Look at this,
watching
baby.
Some spring is like, man, look at what Executive. I've done.
Are y'all big ballpark peanut guys?
You know I am.
Well, he eats them like a freak.
Yeah, but, I mean, are you a fan or is it just at a ball game you do it?
I eat Cracker Jacks.
I mean, Ryan, you can't tell me. Why does that not surprise me?
It's in the damn song. What do you mean? Like, it's not outlandish. Like...
No, it's not.
Cracker Jacks.
I'm trying to remember the last.
It's a kiddie song. I mean, how many 35-year-olds you know eating Cracker Jacks?
It's not weird. I've seen some Cracker Jacks. I just can't remember.
We're talking about Trey and his friends, Ron.
I'm not. It's not weird. It's at the ballpark.
It's delicious.
I can't remember the last time I had Cracker Jacks though. I cannot.
Cracker Jacks.
I don't even like right now. I don't even know that I can remember what they taste like.
Oh, I can.
Heaven.
They're good.
Cracker Jacks and a ballpark wiener are a necessity for me over at the juice box, yeah, or I guess now the ice box.
More weird.
The dog is not a necessity. I know that is for a lot of people. A lot of people go out there, get me a dog with mustard. I know a lot of people do that.
Ballpark?
I've always been nacho. But
me too. I'm with you on that 100%.
Always been nacho. Give me that.
Risking nachos.
And if you
now,
are a dog whoever. Guy, let's not refer to it as a wiener there, Tyler.
I mean, that's what it is.
Well, you know that's where he's going.
It's a dog. It's a
tasty ballpark wiener.
But no, I'm usually peanuts there, but I got to get peanuts there. But I was at Specs the other day, and they had them same peanuts that they have at the ballpark.
At Specs, huh?
Yeah. I almost picked up a bag. And
well, why didn't you? That's too expensive.
Myself. No. Shut up. Stop myself. I didn't check.
Is that my
price.
Boy Ron?
Yeah, they probably are.
You got over here closer and you saw it $5.99.
I'm telling
said, nah,
you, man, I get in there and let
$3.99. I'm gonna be at $5.99.
I am. You're right, Tyler. I can't wait. If we get here closer and closer, give me some. That's what I would do if I were Seth and Sean. I'd go out there and give me some penance. Give me some. Give me a cold one. Have me a good time out there. You know, getting us all off that shelf.
I thought
penance,
you meant
baby.
Penance, like yes. like them little flags we used to hang on our wall when we were kids.
Penance. Penance. All right. Again, coming up behind us,
a succulent Tuesday.
D'Amico Ryans will make the Tuesday even more succulent. He will join the fellas on Texans All Access. Mark and John will have that for you. Then Area 45 coming behind that. But Tyler, T-Mill's best bet. Let's make some money for the people as you did last night.
I'm telling y'all, get some extra cash. Tell my bets.
Oh, you up. Punk.
Been on fire.
You a punk.
How am I a punk?
How you ain't gonna go Luka tonight? Why you staying away from Luka tonight?
I didn't like it. Why I didn't like anything for Luka's props.
Well, I saw 31.5. You didn't want to go after that?
I'm in the business of making the Drive family money, not rolling the dice. With Luka. Me, it's always a for sure thing. All right, real quick. Five. Real quick again, NBA bets tonight, NBA slate. Five of them once again. Suns in the first half tonight as they travel to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Suns plus 4.5 in the first half, of tonight's game. Then I got an over and an under for you. Celtics at Raptors tonight, over 226 in that game. Then an under. Spurs at Pelicans this evening, under 239. And then just like yesterday, two player props for you. One of them is a hometown fella, Amen Thompson, with the Rockets as they take on the Bucks, over 16.5 points for Amen Thompson.
Like that a lot.
And then Kyrie Irving, the prop we have won quite a bit of doll hairs on this year, people. Kyrie Irving over 4.5 assists for the Dallas Mavericks as they're going to be in LA taking on LeBron and the Lakers. What do you like? What do you not like? The way I've been hitting, you better like all of them.
$100 on Amen Thompson,
I like
please.
That a lot. Yeah, I do too. I like that a
you
lot.
You want $100 on it, Ron?
No, hell no. I'm just saying, I like that. I'm just doing the job of critiquing your bit. The Suns one is that they need this game. They have been on a free fall here. They're the other team in the West that's really struggling. We'll see. They need this game against Memphis. Kyrie, that's not bad. That's not bad. I would have taken the over on that, Luka. The only thing, and I talked to Clint about this yesterday, the only thing that scares me is there's no Davis, there's no Gafford, there's no Lively.
Yeah.
They're shorthanded, and hell, they just beat they just beat Denver by 23 and set a lot in the fourth quarter. That's the only thing that holds me back, but I don't care. They didn't call Luka a fat ass, said he smokes and drinks, and that's why they didn't trust to give him. They didn't cost Luka about $115 million. I just believe every time he sees that team, he is going to go in destroy mode.
Well, you see, now I'm glad I stayed away from it, though, because I was leaning under.
Oh, no.
So that was a good no play for me.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Seth and Sean, fantastic as well. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Why would Hooters be in a strug mission?
So here's the deal. First of all, we can all agree it's a sad ass day anytime one of these restaurants shut down, like possibly we're about to see from Hooters. You know, declaring bankruptcy, closing those doors. That's not anything any of us want to see. So
I knew he had it.
What?
I knew he had it.
No.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.